Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Final score in Reese finds Reese on top, 38-28 over the visiting Ubley Bearcats. Reese now advances to 10-0 on the season and on to take the winner of the Sagan Novell Brown City game. Last we heard, Novell was leading 35-6 sometime in the third or fourth quarter. Ubley finishes the season at 6-4. Heck of a run, regardless of the outcome of tonight's game. Nothing to hang their heads on throughout the entire season. First, with the Reese Rockets scorings, let's take it through the entire second half. Ubley, on their first drive in the third quarter, resulted in a punt, still trailing 22-8. Reese fumbled in the third quarter with 5:15 left, and Ubley responded with a touchdown from Nick Sweeney's 75-yard run. Made it 22-14.
That was a crucial run, Clark. That was on fourth down and 5.
And they ducked it through the middle. They put out the receivers to confuse them, and Sweeney ran right through the heart of the line for 75 yards for the score. Made it a one-possession game with 3:38 left in the third quarter. Reese responds, though, on the next play on a 70-yard run from Tony Bentley. Frost with a two-point version was good and made it a 16-point game at 30-14. 11:25 in the fourth quarter now. Ubley fumbles on the Reese 4-yard line. The play was nearly dead. No whistle, though. After about 4 seconds left, the ball pops out, and Reese recovers on their own 4-yard line. And the score was 30-40, Reese at that point. Reese marches right down the field. The next play for 97 yards from the 3-yard line to the end zone. Trevor Albers rumbles down the whole field for the score, makes it 38-14. And then Ubley, still not out of it. Nick Sweeney with a 3-yard run marches down the field. 2-point version to Jonathan Bisher was good. Makes it a 16-point game, a 2-possession game at 38-22. Ubley then recovers their onside kick by Nick Sweeney. And then we go down into the trenches here. 4:36 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley scores again. Kurt Kowalski with a 3-yard run, 38-28. And then that was it. Reese just ran out the ball. They recovered the onside kick and then let the clock wind down. Final score, 38-28. Reese with the victory. Reese individually altogether had 512 yards, all-purpose yards, 418 on offense, mostly because the game started with a heck of a special teams play. 94 yards on the kickoff for a touchdown from Matt Frost. 107 yards passing, 311 yards rushing, for a total of 34 yards and 418 yards. As far as individual goes, Matt Frost, 7 carries for 43 yards. Trevor Albers, 8 carries for 163 and 2 touchdowns. Tony Bentley, 8 carries for 102 yards and 1 touchdown. Cody Peacock, 2 carries for 3 yards. Cody Peacock altogether was passing for 107 yards. Tony Bentley brought in 1 pass for 26. Matt Frost brought in 2 catches for 36 yards and a touchdown. And Adam Jensen, 2 catches for 32 yards. And Archie Nayert, 3 catches for 52 yards. And of course, Matt Frost on the kickoff for 94 yards. Altogether for 512 yards of offense. For the Ubley Bearcats, though, 402.5 yards of offense. 258.5 coming from rushing, 144 from passing, for a total of 402.5 off of 65 plays, nearly double of what the Reese Rockets ran. They ran 34, Ubley 65. Kurt Kowalski, 16 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Brian Bland, 9 carries for 26 yards. David Rakowski, 3 carries for 9.5. Ryan Haig, 9 carries for 35 yards. And Nick Sweeney, 16 carries for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Nick Sweeney on the night only had 4 incomplete passes on 12 attempts. 8 for 12 on the night for 144 yards and 1 touchdown. Jonathan Bisher, 1 catch for 22 yards. Dave Rakowski, 3 catches for 55 yards. Kurt Kowalski, four catches for 67 yards. Not a bad night for Ubley at all when you look at it, the numbers and how this game was played out.
No, and for quarterback Nick Sweeney, definitely the best game that I've seen. I know we've seen him play. Probably the best game of his career at quarterback. Exceptional passing the ball, and that's the key tonight, was that he threw the ball like he never had before. And then I know they've been working on that as the season went on and in the off season, and especially in the last week, they knew that they were going to have to throw the ball at some point in this game. He did an excellent job. His receivers catching the ball did a great job on the ground. Really not a lot going on except Nick Sweeney broke through and threw in a couple big runs. He was really the horse on offense tonight for Ubley.
Ubley, if you were to tell me, Dave, on August 30th, after starting the season 0-2, that they were 0-2, that they would be within 10 points against Reese, a 9-0 team, now 10-0 team, I would say you're crazy.
Yeah.
But Ubley turned the season around right then and there, and from that point forward just kind of ran with it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Clark. They got off to a little bit of a rough start, with a close loss to USA. Away at Brown City. Brown City played them very tough. They only scored 6 points in that game, Ubley did. A nice recovery game with Memphis. They turned around and scored a bunch of points in those games, and that's when they really took off. They ran into a Harbor Beach team that obviously won the GTC East. They were probably the best team they ran into coming in. But Reese ranked number two in this Division 7 in the States, and Ubley was within 10 points of them pretty much the entire game. And two crucial fumbles prevented them from maybe even taking the lead in this game. So credit Ubley for getting better every week and truly, you know, learning the game better. And Sweeney at quarterback, and along with all their young guys that they use every week, including guys like Daniel Rakowski, who's their leading tackler and linebacker as a freshman, you know, look for them to, and Kurt Kabotsky on the other side of the ball, sophomore running back, lead the team in yards outside of Nick Sweeney. So they have a bright, bright future ahead of them.
Let's take you through the Ubley season. From August 24th to October 26th right now, they lost against USA at USA. We were there to cover that one. 18-22, a hard-fought game for Ubley, but they came up short by 4 points. Then they were on the road again at Brown City, and they lost 6-16, an ugly one. Then we covered them against home against Memphis. We were rained out for about 45 minutes because of lightning, and they came out with the victory 52-20 over Memphis. This is where the streak starts for four straight. At Sandusky, 36-6. Home against Marlette, 24-14. Home against Marion, 52-22. Lost on the road to Harbor Beach. We covered that one, 29-43. But they had Harbor Beach on the brink, and that's the most scared Harbor Beach has been again the whole season, with the exception of Menominee.
Yeah, absolutely. Harbor was a good game for both teams. It was exciting to watch. High scoring, and even though there was a lot of points scored in that game, some hard hits and good defense as well in that game. One of the best games we'd seen all year.
And then Ubley home against Bay City All Saints, murders Bay City All Saints, 44-6. And then at Bad Axe, 34-32. That's home against Bad Axe.
That game was in Ubley,
home,
yes.
Excuse me on that one. Home against Bad Axe, 34-32. To finish out the regular season, and then they meet Reese tonight, 38-28. A number of seniors on this Ubley Bearcat roster tonight, primarily number two, Nick Sweeney, the quarterback. He's senior, played his last game in the Ubley football uniform tonight, as well as number 12, Brian Bland, number 20, David Rakowski, 22, Connor Lowler, number 30, Curtis Booms, number 40, Ryan Haig, number 11, Austin Rothy, number 50, Nick Booms, he's a sophomore. Number 57, Sky Grifka, he's a senior guard. Number 60, Austin Bisher. Number 61, Nick Gracie. Number 66, Tyler Grifka. Number 67, Tyler Jabreski. Number 68, Kyle Ratcliffe. Number 75, Ryan Ramsey. Those are the seniors on this Ubley Bearcat team. Well played career. Outstanding season again, making it the 12th straight time into the playoffs for this Ubley Bearcat program. Hats off to you, and we'll see you in basketball season.
Absolutely. Congratulations on a great season. And, a little slow start for them. It's really nice to see them come along as a team down the season. And giving Reese all they can handle here in Reese, credit to them on a great season, and best wishes to all of them moving forward.
Well, this game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knights Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center, and Bad Axe. McDonald Food and Family Center, Cottage Reader Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad X, Signature Bank.